Yeah, do you want to do some hints?
Not really, but what else we got?
Nothing.
Let's do it.
Hints, of course, is a column.
Hints from
can't even talk after that.
All right. It's a column to help you with your life, syndicated in the Dallas Morning News. And if you would like to send in a hint, please email Heloise@Heloise.com. That's H-E-L-O-I-S-E.
Work in some ticket shtick.
Yes.
Email us if it gets published, and we'll give you a sandwich or something.
Ellen B. from Colorado Springs writes, Dear Heloise, after many trips bringing a carry-on bag, I finally thought of a way to pack my gels, creams, and liquids. I put them in little zip bags and put them into the quart-sized bag they allow you to bring your liquids in. I use one for foundation, one for moisture cream, one for hair gel, etc. You can buy the bags in craft stores where they sell jewelry beads. I write in permanent ink what is inside of each one. I can get a lot more liquids in the quart bag now.
Awesome.
That's great.
So she, something that everyone figured out in about October of 2011, she is just now writing to Heloise.
Well, maybe the letter got lost. Who knows?
Kathleen from Arkansas says, Dear Heloise, I was cleaning up some children's toys and games for a yard sale. I was trying to figure out how to keep all the pieces of a game together. I had some plastic zip packaging from bed sheets we had purchased, so I put the game in its pieces. Plus, I included an index card with a description of the game.
That's over-organization, don't you believe?
Well, speaking of over-organization, Jane, age 8, writes via email, My mom wanted me to learn how to use a card catalog to help me with the alphabet and other lessons. Since I have so many books, she made me my own card catalog.
Whoa. This kid needs help with the alphabet.
And she's 8?
But yet she can write a very well-constructed letter to Heloise.
I'm sure mom wrote this for her.
God. Anyway, go continue with this amazing letter.
Since I have so many books, she made me my own card catalog. She numbered, labeled, and made a card for each book. She organized my bookshelf and then alphabetized the cards. To get a book off the shelf, I had to find the card, then find the shelf and number of the book. It has helped me learn how to do things without just typing them into the computer.
Brilliant!
Sounds like mom is a little OCD.
You think? Like writing the letter for the 8-year-old.
Right. Type your name and hit send.
Do it. Or I'll cut you.
Shayna via email writes, My mother-in-law does something.
Okay, time out. You ever met a Shayna that wasn't a complete slut?
I've never met a Shayna.
Okay. Well, the only one I ever met was a complete slut.
It does sound like a slutty name.
I'm Shayna. I'm from Wiley. You want to see my boobs?
And she has, like Tweety Bird tattooed on her nipple?
Maybe on her ankle, but she probably has, probably too old to have the amount of acne that she does, but she'll just put out to anybody.
I'm Shayna.
So if
you want to see my boobs?
If you name your child Shayna, just know she's going to grow up to be a whore.
Yeah. You heard it here first. And that information, my friend, is free.
Well, Shayna writes, My mother-in-law does something really neat when making her list for grocery shopping. She has a sheet on the computer that she prints out each week to make her list. It is divided into categories according to the way the store is laid out.
God almighty, these people are...
It helps her know exactly what she needs in each section. She never gets to one side of the store without realizing she forgot something at the other end.
You know what?
No big deal. You just push your damn cart back to the produce section.
And I have an idea that the person...
get your giant cucumber that you lube up with
Astroglide. What? I have a feeling that this person that wrote this letter, the extra trip back across the grocery store probably ain't going to hurt.
Well, she probably just motors over there in the Rascal that they have in the front of the Kroger.
The Piggly Wiggly wheelchair.
Seriously.
We're all headed there, buddy.
Who makes a grocery store list spreadsheet broken out by sections of the store?
That woman. Oh, man. Here we go. Sound check is on, bitches.
Jonah, age 10, writes, Dear Heloise, my brother and I make our own ice cream toppings. We save crumbs from cookies and graham crackers and any other candy we might have left over. We love it when my mom bakes something. We gather leftover nuts, shredded coconut, and sprinkles and save all of it in the refrigerator. Then we pick one night to be our Sunday making night where we can put whatever we want on our ice cream.
Awesome. You're probably fat because your stupid parents are feeding you ice cream every day.
And finally, Holly in New Hampshire writes...
Oh my gosh, I have so much crotch sweat. Go ahead. Oh wait, that's not sweat.
Balls.
Go ahead.
When my cat had an operation, the vet told me to use strips of paper in her litter box until she was healed. I tore strips in even sizes, the full length of the newspaper, and across the width. Whatever.
I wasn't even paying attention to that hint. I'm so enthralled by
sound check. Let's just listen to Michaelis a little bit.
All right, that's enough. We'll be back in a minute, mixed with the Sorois.